Today we're going to look at Matthew 18, verse 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. So I was thinking this morning about grace, and I was thinking about God's grace, and for some reason this verse came to me, looking at Peter asking how many times should he forgive his brother for sinning against him, with the idea here is that it's happening repeatedly, and he wants to know what's the limit for that. When can he stop forgiving him and say enough is enough? So he's thinking seven times, which is more than the traditional Jewish rule of three. So I think he's thinking he's being pretty generous at this particular time by saying, can I give, how about seven times? Is that a good number? I'm going to be generous about it. Is that okay? So I think this answer is probably surprising to him. And Jesus says to him, I say not to thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. That doesn't mean that he now has to count to 490. It has the idea that as many times as he sins, he should be forgiven. And then Jesus goes on and gives the parable of the unforgiving servant, where his master had a servant who owed him 10,000 talents, and the master was going to put him in prison, and his servant begged forgiveness. The master had compassion on him and forgave him the debt. Then that servant went to a fellow servant who owed him a small amount of money and treated him roughly. And when that servant asked for forgiveness, the forgiven servant put him in prison to get this small amount of money. Now, all the other servants in the house saw this injustice going on, and they brought it to the master's attention. So the master brought the forgiven servant back in and said, wait a minute. I forgave you this huge 10,000 talents, and you wouldn't forgive this guy 100 pence. 10,000 talents is a number that's so large that no servant would ever owe anybody that. It's just a huge amount of money. And the idea is that there was a lot forgiven. And the one who was forgiven was not willing to forgive one who had wronged him. And at the end of this parable, it says, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. And then in verse 35, it says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So we see here Jesus using God's forgiveness as the model for our forgiveness. When God forgives us our sins, he forgives a multitude of sins. He forgives all of our sins. Every sin that we ever do when we're his child, we can count on that forgiveness. We not only have the ability to ask for forgiveness, we have the knowledge that that forgiveness will be forthcoming because it's promised. And God speaks of himself as very forgiving. So he demands that of us, and that's what he's looking at. Peter's saying, you know, I'm going to be pretty generous, and I'm going to go seven. And Jesus is saying, no, you need to be like God and be forgiving all of the sins. Not only that, the Heavenly Father's going to hold you accountable if you don't. Peter has a very human nature for forgiveness. I think it's pretty much like everybody has the idea that if we forgive somebody, we expect some kind of change, and that we're not going to be getting that same thing over and over again. And when we forgive, we don't wipe that sin away. We keep in the back of our mind, even though we might not hold that particular event against them closely anymore, if we're running a total, we're holding on to some residual non-forgiveness. So we forgive 90% of the sin, or we forgive 70% of the sin. We don't forgive at all because there's this little piece that we're holding on to. So after a while, these little pieces begin to add up. And I think that's what happens in human nature, is eventually those pieces, that residual sin, adds up to the point where the next one, we're not able to forgive it. Then that's what Peter's saying. Well, is that seven times? We get to seven times, is that enough? And Jesus says, in effect, no. He's going to give him a parable that explains why, and it puts it in the context of God forgiving us. The master in the story here is clearly God. There's a metaphor for God who has unlimited wealth, and he has blessed this servant with the ability to have all of this money, and he entrusted that to the servant, and the servant somehow was not able to give it back when he needed to. And so rightly, in thinking, you know, legalistic thinking, rightly, he should be held accountable for that and be punished. But the servant asked for forgiveness for a huge debt, and he was forgiven. But then he didn't learn a lesson from that. He didn't learn, well, because I'm forgiven, then I should forgive. He went out and treated his fellow servant very badly for some small amount. And so the master takes him back and teaches him the lesson a little more firmly. Okay, you didn't do it. You're going to go to prison and be tormented until all this money gets paid back, which will be never, because it was too much. That nobody could pay that back. So then Jesus summarizes it with saying, here's the example. Basically, he says that, you know, that's so the Heavenly Father's going to deal with you if you don't forgive the sins of your brothers and sisters. So in this particular case, we're looking at human forgiveness, is what Peter's thinking about, and God's model for forgiveness, which is Jesus is teaching him. So we see God forgiving 100% of the sin, not holding on to the residual. The next time, forgiving 100% of the sin. We know we have the scripture that talks about our sins being put away from us as far as the east is from the west, meaning that they're not counted at all. So we see this idea that God doesn't hold on to some residual resentment or whatever, and or keeping a track in his righteousness, keeping track how many sins we have, so that when we get to a certain number, we're going to be punished. He forgives each one every time. So we can then get up each day, or pick ourselves up after each fall, or God can pick us up after each fall and say, okay, you're forgiven, you've repented, go on, with the knowledge that I'm not holding this against you anymore. You don't have to come back to it. And remember every sin you ever committed and think, well, have I reached the limit? You know, is the next one going to be the one where God's not going to forgive me? No, because God teaches he forgives all of our sins completely. So I think that's the marvel of God's grace to us. It's not something we deserve. This servant didn't deserve to be released from his debt. He deserved to be punished for misusing his position and losing this money. But the master forgave him. And that master is Jesus' representation of God. This is what God does for us. Because of that, he holds us to the same standard. And this is Jesus teaching Peter. No, the standard's not seven. The standard is every time. Every time you forgive. Just like God does for you. Mm-hmm. So, that's the lesson for today. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you that no matter how many times we fall, you're there to pick us up. You lift us out of the miry clay and set our feet on firm ground. Send us off again out to do your will and do those things that you've placed for us to do. So we pray that every day we do that, we get up and we go to work and we do the things that you have prepared for us to do. And any time that we fail, we rely on that knowledge that you will forgive, and that we are able to get back up again and continue on. Not in a frivolous way, but with the firm resolve not to do it again, or to be better at what we're doing. But knowing that you're not going to hold our past failure against us. So it allows us the freedom of clear mind to continue on. So Father, we thank you for that forgiveness, and we thank you that we are forgiven when we sin. We thank you for that grace that you've given us. And we pray that that grace will be in operation today as it is every day. We pray that you would take us in the way that you would have us to go today. Strengthen us, and Father, should we fail, we thank you that we have that forgiveness to call on. But we will persevere, Father, and hopefully not need that forgiveness for that sin again. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace that is greater than all our sin.